Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com.
All right, time to start looking around the SEC as spring football is going to get started everywhere we look. We start with Alabama. Matt Stahl, AL.com, back on the podcast. Glad to have him with us. And let's just start right at the very top. Ty Simpson off to the NFL. The Alabama quarterback battle, is it a battle, or do you have a pretty good feeling for who's going to get the job there?
Yeah, it is a battle. You got Austin Mack, who was the main backup last year. You saw him play a lot in the Rose Bowl after Ty cracked a rib. Then you got Keelan Russell, who was five-star freshman last year. They sort of let him compete for the starting job with Ty and Austin, even though like it seemed pretty clear from the beginning who was going to win that job. And yeah, it's those two going at it this year. And yeah, I think it is a real battle. I think it's going to be, yeah, one of them is going to need to go grab the job.
Do you feel like one of them has an advantage coming into spring? Is that going to be Matt because he has the experience?
Probably coming into spring, yes. Raw talent wise, I think it's probably Keelan. Like, I don't know, if I had to bet money on it, like, I just don't know how much longer you can keep Keelan Russell off the field. Like, by all accounts, the talent's just there. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Neither result would really surprise me. Mm-hmm. But especially in spring, like in spring with the experience, I feel like you'd probably see Mack more with the ones. But, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens when game one rolls around.
So, and I may make some Alabama fans angry with that one, but it won't be the first time. This is like the most nondescript looking skill position group I can remember seeing at Alabama. I mean, Ryan Williams, great player, but he took a step back last season.
Ryan Coleman Williams.
I'm sorry. I hate to offend. Ryan Coleman Williams, but he took a step back. I mean, Noah Rogers is a good receiver these past couple of years, but there's not a Jerry Jeudy or Devontae Smith. There's not a Najee Harris or a Derrick Henry on this roster the way I see it. Are these elite skill position guys good enough for Alabama?
Yeah, because I think you're forgetting about Lotsier Brooks. Like, I think he can be really, really, really good this coming year. Ryan's just got to figure out the drops. If he can hold on to the ball more consistently, he's in a good spot. The thing about him, though, like, he's a really good receiver. He's really talented. He's not like 6'4", though, no. Right? Like, he's not going to go be like a Julio Jones type there. The real, like, interesting one to me is going to be running back. I mean, they stunk running the ball last season. Like, it was awful against everybody except, like, ULM. No offense to ULM, but, like, they're probably not an elite run defense.
Let the sickos committee know we mentioned ULM here on this show.
Yes, ULM mentioned. But, that, I mean, Richard Young transferred to Colorado. Jim Miller's off to, we'll say, the NFL. Sure, the NFL.
Yeah. He's out of eligibility.
Yes, he's no longer in college.
Right.
Yeah, A.K. Deer, I'm intrigued in. I think he's from Mississippi. Yeah.
As is Daniel Hill.
Yeah, he really showed some flashes last year. Daniel Hill lost a bunch of weight, so I'm interested to see what he is. But then you might wind up relying on a true freshman in E.J. Crowell, who, you know, again, by all accounts, has all the talent, like, is what you want, but is also a freshman running back. How much you really want to rely on a true freshman running back. I think you're right, at least initially. I think some guys will sort of prove themselves as the season starts. But yeah, right now it's like you sort of look at it like, boy, you could have really used Isaiah Horton coming back.
Yeah. Coleman Williams is interesting in that he had one more catch than he had as a freshman, yet somehow had 200 less yards and half the touchdowns. He was just not the big play guy that he was as a freshman.
Yeah, and they weren't really running the He sort of ran up stats towards the beginning of the freshman year when like there very much just was a play in the playbook that was like the Ryan run fast, Jalen Milroe throw far play. And it worked out well. I mean, he really it was sort of that one game, that Georgia game his freshman year, that sort of like built him up reputationally. But yeah, he's sort of in a season where he needs to like just go prove it again.
So, speaking about making Alabama fans mad, I did this a couple weeks ago. I was on Cole Kublik and Greg McElroy's show, and they asked me about Javen James, and I was just like, "This is a guy that I couldn't tell you for sure was going to start at Mississippi State, and the fact that he's at Alabama is shocking to me. I mean, I was amazed to see them pick him up. What is this Alabama offensive line going to look at? Because I'll tell you right now, if they're relying on Javen James to be a big contributor, I don't like their odds on that one.
Yeah, I think maybe the thought behind him is just like, well, all experience is good experience at this point. And that might be the case with this offensive line. Like they're young, like they've got some inexperienced guys. Like they got some, like the fact that Will Sanders is missing spring is probably not good for him at like one of those guard spots. But yeah, it's like if you didn't bring in Javen James, they made a run at Jacarius Peake, who wound up at South Carolina and I guess is
He
out for a
hurt.
while because of charity basketball injury or something.
It happens.
Yeah, maybe Shane Beamer less charity basketball next year. But if there's a next year for Shane Beamer, anyway.
Well, that's another issue,
But yeah, they brought in Jafin James and Raisin Delgado, the center from Cal Poly, were their two sort of experienced pickups. So yeah, we'll see. I question whether it could possibly be worse than last year, where I mean you're just running this enormous rotation of dudes. Like you got people shifting from center to guard and back and then back again. It, like I don't know, it just was not a strength last year. That's part of why the run game was so just bad all season. I'm probably not as high. I probably wasn't as high on Caden Proctor as a player than it seems like a lot of like the NFL types are. But yeah, I don't know that Javen James is necessarily the next superstar either. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he develops and grows and all that. But yeah, no, it didn't seem like a guy who Mississippi State was really crushed to lose.
I had McElroy reeling a little bit when I told him. I was like, if this is a guy that's good, because he said he thought he was pretty good. And I was like, since when is pretty good at Mississippi State good enough to play at Alabama? It's like it really is a new day at your alma mater, Greg. What is going on? Defensively, I feel like sometimes with Alabama fans, the 2012, 2013, those days, that day of college football is just different now. You're not going to have defenses as dominant as that. That said, I thought Alabama at times last year was good defensively. They had some stretches where they played really good football on that side of the ball. What can they be this year?
I think they can be really good again. I mean, you got a bunch of just front seven spots that you're going to need to fill. Tim Keenan's gone. You lose both inside linebackers. Actually, you lose three inside linebackers because Nakai Hill-Green has gone too, along with Deontay Lawson and Justin Jefferson, who were, I mean, that was a strength last year. Those guys were veterans. They were doing what they needed to do. So, yeah, probably leaning on some younger players there this season. Plus, they bring in Caleb Woodson, who was pretty good at Virginia Tech previously. So, like, I think they'll fill that position okay. I think they're going to be really, really good at DB. I mean, that's not a shock. Bray Hubbard's back. He's awesome. Sabian Brown's back. Dejon Lee comes back. I mean, he took over Domani Jackson's cornerback spot. So almost a true freshman is really, really good. I think they're excited about this Carmelo O'Neal guy who's coming in from Mercer. He's the same, like, Cain Womack seems to love him, some tall ass defensive backs. And he's another one of those. So that, yeah, I feel like I have less questions about the defense than I do about the offense too. But I mean, they're also gonna have to fill that sort of bandit defensive end spot. That'd be my main question there. But like I at this point I feel more comfortable saying I think the defense will figure it out than the offense.
All right, so we've mentioned a few here and there, but I want you to tell me the new face, be it transfer or freshman,
that you've got an eye on this spring that you think can have a big season for Alabama?
Ooh. I'm really intrigued by Noah Rogers, the wide receiver from NC State. It seems like the people who follow NC State feel like he was sort of miscast there last year and maybe had more to him than he was really able to show at NC State. So that intrigues me, especially because Ryan commands a lot of attention from DBs. Lotsier Brooks as well, same deal. Noah's a little taller than those guys, so he could maybe play that Isaiah Horton spot. And then Devin Tompkins from Southern Cal on the defensive line. It seems like he's going to have some positional versatility, could go between just more of a true defensive tackle and that bandit defensive end spot. I'm interested to see how they use him.
Everybody gets the same last question on these interviews. You're the first one of the year, so start us off strong. When we get to the week after Thanksgiving, what are we talking about? What are we saying about Alabama? Are you putting up hot boards, would be my question.
I'm not sure I'm putting up hot boards. I think you might be in a similar spot as a ninth team into the playoff sort of deal. I think that's a fair expectation. Now, I think the ceiling's really high. I think if you develop your young players, especially on the offensive line, like that's my main thing. It's like if your offensive line works this season, I think you're really, really, really good. If your offensive line doesn't work this season, we might be putting up hot boards. So, yeah, I think somewhere in the middle of that, fringe play could be a playoff contender, maybe not guaranteed to make the playoff. You got to see how the schedule shakes out, I guess.
Good to see Alabama back on the schedule for Mississippi State. I will see Matt Stahl a little later this year when he returns to Davis-Wade Stadium, triumphantly, I might add.
You will not, actually.
Oh,
No, my dumbass brother decided to get married that day. So,
what kind of person? All right, never mind following when your brother is a beat writer for a college football team. You got to be like, I can't. Oh my gosh. You can
yeah,
coach and
no,
pass
look,
along
I'm
my
not mad
worst
at him.
wishes. Not best wishes, my worst wishes for him.
All right. See, I'm not a. If you're a normal person who doesn't work in sports, I'm not actually anti-fall
Right.
wedding. I know
But
people
here in the
sort of do
South,
that
it's
as
just.
like a performative bit, but it is it's a little inconvenient for me. I'll say that. Although, the Gordo Police Department will miss out on
They
my
will. They'll
speeding
miss
ticket
out on you.
dollar.
Oh, well. Matt Stahl, AL.com, man. Always appreciate talking to you.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.